And again, during the time of the preaching of this holy and fully enlightened Tathagata Lokeshvara Raja, O Ananda, there was a bhikshu, Dharmakara by name, richly endowed with memory, with understanding, prudence, and wisdom, richly endowed with vigor and of noble character. Then, O Ananda, the bhikshu Dharmakara, having risen from his seat, having put his cloak on one shoulder, and knelt on the earth with his right knee, stretching forth his folded hands to where the Bhagavat Tathagata Lokeshvara Raja was, and, after worshipping the Bhagavat, he, at that very time, praised him in his presence with these gathas. O thou of immeasurable light, whose knowledge is endless and incomparable, not any other light can shine here where thou art. The rays of the moon of Shiva and of the jewel of the sun were not bright here in the whole world. The form also is infinite in the best of beings. Thus also the voice of Buddha is of infinite sound. His virtue likewise, with meditation, knowledge, strength, like unto thee, there is no one in this world. The law, Dharma, is deep, wide, and subtle. The best of Buddhas is incomprehensible, like the ocean. Therefore, there is no further exaltation of the teacher. Having left all faults, he is gone to the other shore. Then the best of Buddhas, of endless light, lights up all regions, he, the King of Kings, and I, having become a Buddha and a master of the law, may I deliver mankind from old age and death. And I, on the strength of generosity, equanimity, virtue, forbearance, power, meditation, and absorption, undertake here the first and best duties, and shall become a Buddha, the saviour of all beings. And I, seeking for the knowledge of the best of the blessed ones, shall always worship many hundred thousands of kotis of Buddhas, endless like the sand of the Ganga, the incomparable lords. Whatever worlds there are, similar in number to the sand of the Ganga, and the endless countries which exist besides, there everywhere I shall send out light, because I have attained such power. My land is to be noble, the first and the best, the Bodhi tree excellent in this world. There is incomparable happiness arising from Nirvana, and this also I shall explain as vain. Beings come hither from the ten quarters. Having arrived there, they quickly show my happiness. May Buddha there teach me the truth, my foremost desire, full of true strength and vigour. I, knowing the worlds of the ten quarters, possessed of absolute knowledge, they also always proclaim my thought. May I, gone to Avicii hell, always abide there, but I shall never cease to practice the power of prayer, i.e., may I remain in hell if I cease to pray.